Are you wondering how to exercise correctly and wondering how important it is to actually have good form? Well, anyone can become a personal trainer. Anyone can start working out. Any gym teacher who's taught strength training has their basic knowledge. But it's really important that as you are exercising and moving and strengthening your body, that you do have good form. So today I'm going to go over 5 reasons why it's important. Then I'm going to walk you through how to properly do a squat. And I encourage you guys that if you are looking for support in your fitness journey, to check the description down below. I have my own personal training app where I create custom exercise programs for people. So their workouts are laid out each day. They also have their habits that they can go in and check and do and check off. And I'm able to see what they're doing. They have that accountability. They have that support. They're able to message me whenever they want. And it's a really affordable way and a nice way to use technology to have your own personal trainer. So if that's you, I would love to help you out. So check the description below. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mom of 4 and military wife. And I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. So it's important to know why we're doing things and why things are important. So I'm going to give you 5 reasons why it's important to exercise properly and also learn how to do exercise properly. So one is that this prevents injuries. And when we learn how to exercise properly, we get that muscle memory. And then we also take this into our daily life. So when we're able to have the right balance too. So for example, we want to balance when we're working our core, working our abs with our back because these muscles connect. So we want to learn how to do exercise correctly so that we can prevent injuries like back pain and back injuries and things with our knees and just pulling muscles. So when we have a really good balanced program, it's not 100% guaranteed, but it can help to prevent injuries. 2, it also maximizes your potential and makes when you're doing exercises more powerful. Because if you're knowing how to use the right muscles, exercises have been designed a certain way for a reason. So when we're doing a squat and we're doing this powerful and we're using those right muscles, we can make our squat more powerful when we're using those right muscles versus maybe when we have a curved back or we're compensating a different way, the movement isn't going to be as powerful. 3 is that it also builds a good neural pathway. So in our brain, whether we're learning something physical or like we're learning something in school, we build a pathway in our brain. And so when we're learning how to exercise, it's really helpful to learn correctly the first time. As with anything, it's much harder to relearn something. So if we learned how to write our O's, you go to the left and circle around. If someone learns to the right, it's going to be really hard for them to learn to go the other way. So as with anything, when we're first learning something, we really want to make sure that we're learning it well and correctly so that we don't have to go back and relearn it. So when it comes to exercise, as much as we can, when we're first learning exercise, especially, it's never too late, but we want to learn how to do those movements correctly because we're going to build those pathways in our brain and it just becomes muscle memory. Just like riding a bike, if you know how to ride a bike, you don't have to think about it anymore. But when you first start riding a bike, you have to think about it a lot. But after a while, those pathways in our brain get built really strong and we just don't have to think about it that much. So we don't want to not think about it much because we're doing it the wrong way. 4 is when we learn how to exercise correctly, it also carries over into our daily life. So example with a squat, in and out of chairs, on and off the toilet, when we're going down to pick up a box. And this is big, especially squats when it comes to preventing back injuries. when we can learn how to do a squat correctly and we have the range of motion, so we have the flexibility where we need it and the strength where we need it, we're able to pick things up off the floor without straining our back. So in a squat, for example, our legs, so the front of our legs, our quads, the back, the hamstrings, and our glutes or our butt muscles, those are really big, strong muscles. Now I want you to think about the muscles on your back. Those muscles are a lot smaller. So when we go to pick something up and we're bending at the hips, rounding our spine, and we're using our back, we're using these smaller muscles and it puts a strain on them. So in a squat, we want to learn how to do that squat correctly. So then we can take it into our daily life when we go to pick something up and we're using those more powerful leg muscles and not those smaller back muscles. And we have that neural pathway built up. And even things like reaching up into a cabinet, very functional. So when we start to exercise in the correct way, we also carry that over in our daily life when we go to do something. Number five is when you are exercising with correct form and you're learning correctly, this helps to keep you within the limits of your body and your body for right where it is right now. Because so often it can be easy to push harder than what our body is really capable at the moment. So when we're sticking with correct form, it keeps us within the limits. And as I work with people, and lately I've been doing this teen homeschool PE class, and I tell the kids, you can typically do more, but you're not going to be able to keep good form. So those muscles aren't typically going to give out first. What's going to give out first is your good form. And that good form is your stopping point. Because when you no longer have good form, you're using different muscles and you're compensating in some way. So you really want to stop when you can't keep good form anymore, even if you feel like your muscles can do more. So when we're doing this, it keeps us within the limits of our body. And a lot of us, it's really easy to be out of tune with our body. So this is one way to practice tuning into your body. What can it do? How can you keep good form? Really bringing that body awareness to where your body is in space. And the same thing with nutrition that I talk about. We want to start to tune into our bodies and respect our bodies wherever they are, whether that is what we're putting in through food in our mouth, or whether that is how we are moving our bodies, and also how we are feeling. So we want to start to really tune into our bodies. And when we exercise in a way where we're concentrated on form, it keeps us within the limits of that. All right, and I just want to pause here and really talk about the importance of fueling your body and having energy. I think exercise is so important, but it always first starts with what we're eating. We have to be eating more towards whole foods, really fueling our body, and then adding exercise and movement and these other pieces on. So remember to think of your health as a whole and where you are right now. And as we're talking about fueling our body, a lot of us sometimes feel sluggish and we don't have the energy to work out. And on the episode right before this, I had Dr. Rawls, and he talked about his favorite herb, ashwagandha, for energy. It's an adaptogen herb. And this is what is in Organifi's green juice that I talk about. And Organifi's green juice has a clinical dose of ashwagandha, so 600 milligrams. So it's not just like a little bit that they put on their label. There's a good clinical dose, and this really helps with our energy and with our stress levels. And when I have this in the morning, I like to add my collagen protein and a lemon in there and have this along with my breakfast. Organifi also has Organifi Gold, and this has lemon balm in it, which is a calming herb. It has turmeric, which is an anti-inflammatory. So these can be powerful supplements to add on top. If you guys are interested, use the code HEALTHY20. And also, as we're talking about moving our body and inflammation here, the turmeric helps with inflammation. And another thing that's super important is omega-3s. It's huge anti-inflammatory. It's also so important for our brain health, for our skin health. So if you guys haven't, I encourage you to get your omega-3 levels tested. You can do this at home. There is a link down below. And then start supplementing with a high-quality oil. Ilang and Zeno's Balance Oil. They add polyphenols into it, so it helps with absorption. It doesn't have that fishy taste or fishy smell. And my whole family is on this because it's really important for everybody, like especially kids. Our brain is filled with omega-3s, and we really need this for our health and growth. So check those links down below for more information about that. All right, so next I'm going to be talking about how to do a squat properly. And I'm going to link two videos down below on YouTube where you can follow a video of me. And these are examples of little video clips that I have in my personal training app for my clients. I have hundreds of different videos of me showing how to do exercises properly. Because my clients are working out on their own, this is what makes it affordable. They don't have to show up live with me 5 days a week to get a workout. They're able to have these workouts in the app. So there's going to be two different videos, one just a squat and then a squat with a toe raise. You always want to do a progression. So you want to learn the basics first and then move from there. So squat, once you got that down, you can do squat with the toe raise. And then in my personal training app, I might add arm movements and different types of squats and lots of different things. But you have to get the basics first. And a squat is a very basic exercise. And like I said, it's also functional. We're coming in and off of chairs, couches, our car, sitting on and off the toilet. It's a squat. So it's very functional. When you're doing a squat, you want your feet hip width apart. So what that means is where your hip bones are, you want your feet underneath your hip bones. So you have that space between your feet. The really big thing with squat is putting your weight back in your heels. And what this does and why we do this is it takes that pressure off our knee joints. So if we're doing a squat, and feel free to just sort of play around with this as I'm talking. If you're just bending your knees and you're letting your knees go forward over your toes, that puts a lot of stress on your knee joint. And then as you go deeper and deeper like that, or you have weights or you're carrying something, that puts a lot more weight on our knee joint. So what we want to do in a squat is we want to sit back. So we have to stick our booty out and we sit back and we keep our knees more over our ankles. They'll go forward a little bit. We don't want those knees to go over the toes. And one way you can test this is sort of sit in a small squat. You don't have to go too deep, and is lift those toes up or wiggle those, because that means that the weight is not in your toes, it's in your heels. And so especially as we're squatting deeper or we're using weights, or we're progressing to a different exercise, we want to check in with ourselves. And if you're nervous to do this, you can do this over a chair or something where you can fall back. Because what will happen when you do this and you're starting to squat deeper, you might step back or stumble back a little bit. And that is perfect because that means your weight's in your heels. I don't want you guys to fall, but that means our weight's in our heels. So you can have something behind you so you feel safer and more comfortable doing that as you learn how to move your body. So we're sitting back, our booty is sticking out, our weight is in our heels, we can wiggle our toes. And then we also want to tune into our core because we don't want to injure our back. So sort of tune into your core. I like to tell people to bring their belly button in. This engages those lower abdominal muscles. And we're keeping our spine neutral. So some people are going to have more of a curve or less of a curve in their back. And we want to keep that sort of neutral. And we're sitting back in that squat. We're bringing our belly button to our spine, so we're engaging that core. What we don't want is we don't want to bend forward when we're doing this, and we don't want to arch in the back. And the other thing, if we're looking from the front, we don't want side to side movement of our knees. That's a sign of instability. So we want to start with small range of motion, making sure that we have control of those knees. So you can record yourself, you can look in the mirror. We don't want that side to side movement of the knees. And always start with a small range of motion and build up. Even if it's not like this is easy, if I'm doing a small range of motion, you want to learn that motion first. You want to get that muscle memory down before you increase it, even if you feel like you have the strength. And another big thing with all exercise pretty much is breathing. It gets so easy to hold our breath, especially if we're engaging our abdominal muscles as we're doing this and we're thinking about all these other things, is we want to breathe. So a lot of times we can say exhale on the hardest part. You can do that. But honestly, if you just keep breathing, that's the most important thing. There's better ways to breathe. But first, just remember to breathe, because as you're thinking about all these other pieces, like breathing on a certain part of the movement might be a little hard to do at first. And then the squat is a good example of really building this foundation, like I said, and then progressing and doing harder things. So then we can add a toe raise. Maybe we're going to add arm movements. Maybe we're going to add a jump. But we really need this good base to do this. So I encourage you guys to just think about this as you're exercising. And especially if you're following other people, a different exercise program. Really, people's background varies a lot. So make sure that if you're following someone else, that they know how to do exercises correctly, especially when it comes to squats, when it comes to core work. I see a lot of people doing sit-ups and not really teaching people how to work their core correctly. So there'll be two videos down below so you guys can see me in the video sort of teaching the squat. And remember, if you guys need some extra support and you would like a workout plan laid out for you and to have a personal trainer in your pocket at affordable rates, check out the link down below and you can always set up a free call with me to see if it is a good fit for you. And on my personal training app, I offer right now a 20% discount to nurses and teachers and military people and policemen and firemen and those. So, all right, guys, keep on moving.